Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Yeah, when I first saw that bikini top on her, she's popping right out of the South Georgia water. Thought, oh, good Lord, she had them long tan legs. Couldn't help myself, so I walked up and said, well, baby, you a song, you make me want to roll my windows down and cruise down a back road, blowing stop signs through the middle, every little farm town with you in this brand new Chevy with a lift kit. Would look a hell of a lot better. Look, here she is, always fashionable and fun, making the parade route for runway today. It's the Walt Disney Company's Minnie Mouse for her Thanksgiving debut. Everyone's favorite sweetheart is sporting her classic polka dots and signature yellow heels, and she is dazzling her millions of fans along the way.
And I don't know if you know this, Savannah, Minnie just had her birthday this month. It's the 96th anniversary of her debut in Disney's Steamboat Willie, and can we say she's looking pretty fabulous?
Yeah, it looks pretty good for a 96-year-old, almost old enough to be president. why did it take them 96 years to get Minnie in the parade? That doesn't seem exactly right. As is often the case with the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade, many of the performances were lip-synced. Jimmy Fallon was lip-synced because he was drunk, and he wasn't even trying to make it seem like he was really singing. But I wish I didn't have to play the game. I wish I just knew that they were all real. And then I'm in the, well, is this real and it looks lip-synced? Is this, because that can happen too. You know, you can over-accuse, right? You can think it's lip-sync when it's actually they're singing, and sort of vice versa. I mean, you can get these categories wrong. But I thought Idina Menzel, I thought, was fantastic. I thought she was singing.
And I never knew that this world could look so small. Makes me feel like a peer. Nothing can get to me now. And I can finally breathe.
That voice. Ah, so good. Oh, and then I did get angry. I got angry. You'll appreciate this, though, because this one, John, because you're always trying to force country music on me. They had a I didn't cut the song, but they did have a song that was, I'm like, oh, my God, every parade I'm ever in with Cat Country.
Right.
But this woman, I'd not heard of this. My wife said that she was familiar with this one. This is sort of a not quite Taylor Swift for not quite Taylor Swift fans. Her name is Dasha or Dasha.
Yeah.
Do you know this artist?
Yeah, I got to meet her last week.
I actually like this song. It's catchy.
We had a plan. Move out of this town, baby. West to the sand.
But I'm right about her not being Taylor Swift, but almost being Taylor Swift.
She's like 6'5".
But much taller. Yes, clearly much taller.
6'5". I stood right beside her.
I kind of hated myself for liking this song. Because it was good. And she seems like a great performer. I mean,
oh, she is.
Yeah. You know, if I'm going to give positive comments to a country singer, right, must be good. I want to let it get to the hook because the hook is good. Yeah, there you go. Okay, I couldn't tell whether War was singing or not. But it was a cool moment. I don't know why. I loved having the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles with War singing. It just made me smile like no other moment did.
Why can't we be friends?
That's nice. I mean, I like it. I'll give him credit for that. Then you had, Bishop Briggs. Is this a name that you know? Bishop Briggs, I think, sings the theme song, the Paint It Black version from the TV show or the Netflix show Wednesday. Oh, she can sing.
I see.
And I love this version. That's one of my favorite Stone songs, too. Yeah. Kill it, girl. Oh, I got chills. I don't know about anybody else, but I get chills listening. That's good stuff. And my own personal favorite part is the bands. You know, I told you on yesterday, was it, maybe, that I like to hate watch the Macy. I've been watching this thing my whole life, and now with NBC, just grinds me all the time. But it was actually quite good. The parade was good. It was. We'll get to the bad parts in just a second, but I do want to give credit where credit is due. The kids who put the thousands of hours into making these marching bands work, and they were very, very good. This was the Carolina Band. Oh, I love the Christmas Carol. Ah, oh, hit it. Oh, that just makes me happy. As a guy who grew up going to drum corps and, you know, watching. If you've never been to drum corps, it's just a fantastic thing. John, can you back me up on this drum corps competition?
Oh, yes. Oh, my gosh. It's awesome.
Going and watching the Cavies and the Santa Clara Vanguard and all of these. Just we'd go to watch the Nationals in Madison back when they used to be. I don't know where they are these days, but that is loud fun, man. It's good loud fun. You wouldn't think, like, marching band competition? Trust me.
It's good.
No, it's really, really good. Yeah, it absolutely is. And then I did want to give a little bit of credit to, I actually thought the Carolina Band was very good. My most impressive one was the Black High School, the Jonesboro High School. They were just, phenomenal. If you don't start to move a little. So, yeah, it was a good parade. It was a really good parade. And then there was Jimmy Fallon. We'll talk about that in a second. John Pickens got traffic on the fives. John?
That's right. No accidents to report to you right now. I-10, I-110 are looking good. Even 98's flowing very smoothly this morning. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. 437-1620. If you're thinking about buying that next vehicle, Frontier Motors has got a great selection of good quality used cars. You know, one, two, maybe 3 or 4 years old, low miles, somewhere in the, you know, depending on the age, obviously, 10 to maybe 50,000 miles. And they warranty them up to 100,000 in 10 years because they want you to have confidence that you're getting good quality cars. I know a lot of times when you buy a used car, you're like, I just hope it keeps running. And you know, one of the most common things, you buy a used car, and because you didn't do a good vehicle inspection, which you should always do before you buy a used car, then, you know, something is wrong with it that you didn't realize. And there might be some dealers out there that'll take care of you, and then there might be some that not. I was just talking to a relative who's like, I just bought a car, and I had to put $700 into it immediately. And then I found another $1,500 repair, and oh, my God, you know, like, well, that, okay, at Frontier, they'll take care of you. I mean, they're only selling good quality cars, so it shouldn't happen. But if it does, they'll take care of you because they warranty them. It's that kind of new car confidence at used car prices. So that's why Dave Ramsey recommends them. That's why I recommend them. So big selection. Test drive a bunch of different cars. Pick the one you like or pick the one that's close and tell them to go look for the ideal one that you'd like. You know, if it's not pressing on you to get a new car, they can go look and they go shopping all the time for cars. Frontier Motors, serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years. Behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi. Okay, so Jimmy Fallon. Jimmy enjoyed Drinksgiving the night before. And I'm pretty sure based on the level of happiness he was demonstrating in his sunglasses in a rainy, overcast day parade, that he probably enjoyed Thanksgiving morning as well.
We're going to talk to our buddy, Jimmy Fallon.
Oh,
who's
Jimmy,
here.
Are you there? Hi, Jimmy.
Hi, guys. Happy Thanksgiving.
You too, sweet. Oh, I love that you're wearing your sunglasses.
Yeah, I have to. It is so bright here from all the sun. It's the sunniest parade we've had yet.
Jimmy, here's...
This is what's great. You can park here. Yo, what's up?
Happy Gangsthiving. Jimmy. Oh, Jimmy.
Right. How you doing? Everyone's psyched. Everyone's happy to be here.
Jimmy, you love this parade.
You love
it.
You
come back every year, rain or shine. What does it mean to you to be here on Thanksgiving morning?
It's just, you have to be here for everybody. Rain or shine, you gotta get out there. The energy is awesome. It is the best holiday. It's so fun. Everywhere, I mean, it's raining, but everyone's still out here cheering. There's crowds going nuts. Everyone's happy, and I think everyone needs this right now. Why not? Be happy. It's Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. You gotta hear me with me.
Right?
How you
doing? Everyone.
I love the little... It's just so, oh, man. And then, you know, they ask this woman to ask him a question. And, well, he's got this new album out. And this woman has been waiting the whole day to ask Jimmy Fallon a question.
Jimmy. Shake, Sinora.
And you got that, Jimmy.
What's your question for Jimmy?
Out of all the people you've ever met.
I love you guys. I can't even hear you if you're saying anything. But happy Thanksgiving, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year. Happy Hanukkah, and I love you guys.
Guess what? He can't hear a word you're saying, but he loves you.
Thanks, Jimmy. So kind of on brand for him. I think on brand for him. The question is, who drank it better, though? Jimmy Fallon or Kamala Harris?
And I know this is an uncertain time. I'm clear-eyed about that. I know you're clear-eyed about it. And it feels heavy. And I just have to remind you, don't you ever let anybody take your power from you. You have the same power that you did before November 5th. And you have the same purpose that you did.
Same purpose.
And you have the same ability to engage and inspire.
Same ability.
So don't ever let anybody or any circumstance take your power from you.
Keep your power. Go with Al Roker.
Jimmy Fallon. Happy Thanksgiving, Al. Happy Thanksgiving. This is your 11th parade, my man.
Is that right?
Can you believe that?
This is like more than Andy Williams?
Yes.
I'm hitting that more.
That's right. He's going to see Moon River. It's going to be fantastic.
We've been through this together through rain, freezing, snow,
everything.
COVID.
My gosh.
Remember that?
But here we are now.
This is the best. So, the vibe here is so good, even in the rain.
Look at these pants, too. Come on. You are Mr. Holiday.
Who would you rather hear when they've been drinking a little bit? Jimmy's at least entertaining. So, yeah. 7:21 on News Radio 92. I was good. I have gotten my expectations so low with NBC that I go in thinking, oh, the terrible, stupid things they're going to say. And it was actually fine. And Jimmy actually made it entertaining, weirdly, you know? Even if he was pretending to be drunk. I don't know whether he was really drunk or hungover, probably, because he's a party guy. Kamala Harris, I don't think she made it so entertaining, but, you know, you can have your own judgments, whatever you think.
And you have the same purpose that you did.
7:22, News Radio 92.3, I'm Andrew McKay.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
I want to thank all of our listeners who tune into our daily Strength for Life segments here in Pensacola and across the country. Thank you for your emails. Thank you for your thoughtful feedback. Thank you for humbly letting God strengthen you through the principles of His Word and the power of His Spirit. If you're interested in more Strength for Life, please check out our YouTube channel. Our radio segments are only 60 seconds in length, but our YouTube video segments provide 4 to 5 minute videos of practical Bible content on topics such as overcoming jealousy, how to strengthen your marriage, and much more. Find our YouTube channel by searching Strength for Life Pensacola and be sure to subscribe. We produce fresh video content each week, which is certain to strengthen your walk with God and strengthen your relationship with others.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
Visit Prim and Proper in Gulf Breeze for custom engraving and unique gifts. Specializing in creating extraordinary keepsakes, their expert engravers bring your vision to life with elegant monograms, personalized messages, and logos. Whether it's custom drinkware, engraved glassware, or home decor, each piece is crafted with attention to detail for any occasion. Perfect for birthdays, anniversaries, weddings, or corporate gifts, Prim and Proper ensures your gift will leave a lasting impression. Stop by their Gulf Breeze location or visit them online at primandproper.com.
The holidays are right around the corner. Here's why you should hit up Jim's Firearms in November. 1. Beat the holiday rush. 2. The best selection. Find exactly what you're looking for before it's all gone. 3. Pay with layaway. Lock in your gun purchase now and pay over 60 days. 4. More time for customization. And 5. More time to take it easy and have a stress-free season. Shop smart and local with Jim's Firearms. Jim's Firearms at the corner of Sorrento Road and Blue Angel Parkway.
DJU winds up looking for Ja'Kai down the field. He's got it. Touchdown. FSU.
The Florida State Seminoles wrap up the season this Saturday night as they host the Florida Gators for the Sunshine Showdown.
Florida takes on Florida State at 4 p.m. on News Radio 92.3. Brought to you by Pensacola Hardware, All Season Service Network, A1 Auto Diesel Repair, DeFranco Gas, and Calvert's in the Heights.
Get the midday news live with Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins, 11 to 2, before Guy Benson on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
You're telling these little stories? Here's a good idea. Have a point. It makes it so much more interesting for the listener.
Good morning, 725, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay, and those aren't pillows. John Pickens got traffic on the fives.
I'm sorry. Let's see here. No accidents to report right now. Not even seeing any delays in our area. So good news on that. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
The pillows.
Just... That is one of the all-time best scenes in a movie, and it happens to come in a Thanksgiving movie. There are not that many Thanksgiving movies.
No.
There aren't that many. And as evidence of this, how many times did you see It's a Wonderful Life yesterday? I think I saw and or slept through like three of them, you know. So I've already seen it three times for the season. So what else do we have going on? Oh, this is just one of those terrible, weird, crazy, unexpected stories that... Well, it comes from Florida, okay, and it happens on a golf course, and it was a murder on a golf course, which is really bad, okay. And the thing about it was that it was because it's a golf course, it's so terribly unexpected. You tend to think of a golf course as being a very safe place to be, because it doesn't feel like, for example, a dark forest where you've seen horror shows, right? It doesn't feel like a basement where you've seen horror shows. It doesn't feel like a sanatorium where you've seen... It's a golf course. And here you have a guy out playing golf, and this other dude comes up and attacks him, a total stranger, jumps on top of him, chokes him, beats him. They had to use a stun gun of some kind to subdue this guy eventually, a total random attack. No purpose for this guy being at the golf course. I guess he was running away naked. He used the man's golf clubs against him. I mean, you're just out there getting ready to hit your tee shot, and then some guy comes up, grabs your clubs, and beats you to death with them. My God. I'm thinking, you know, well, how do you defend yourself against this? You don't want to conceal carry while you're on the golf course. That would mess up your swing real good. Like, what do? Do you put a shotgun in the cart? I mean, like, what do? To be safe on the golf course. What a crazy story. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Yeah, that was a pretty crazy story. And completely random is what they were saying.
Yeah,
too.
Just the completely guy, just, no reason.
I believe it was a homeless person in that area or something along those lines. But yeah, just a terrible story. There's been more political bomb threats reported, Andrew. Now it's Democrats in Connecticut that are being targeted. Representative Jim Himes apparently got a bomb threat targeting his home there. Connecticut Congressman John Larson, Senator Chris Murphy, Representative Johanna Hayes, and Connecticut lawmaker Joe Courtney apparently all received bomb threats yesterday. Organic eggs that were sold at Costco are being recalled. The FDA announced this week that 11,000 cartons of Costco eggs are being recalled for possible salmonella contamination. And this is affecting products that were pasture-raised 24-count eggs that were sold as Costco's signature brand. And this would affect all of them, the Costco's in Alabama. So I believe the...
So not the Costco's in Florida, you think?
It said Alabama, but it did not list Florida. But so if anybody shops at, I believe there's a Costco in Mobile.
Okay,
if anybody shops there, you might want to check your eggs and see.
Is that the closest one to us? Is because the one's
right
coming
now,
in on 9 Mile, right? But that's the closest one is Mobile. Okay.
Yep. Yeah. For right now, the best of show at this year's National Dog Show.
Oh, don't
get
me started on this.
Did you watch?
Don't go down this road. Go ahead. Go ahead. Tell them.
Well, it's a pug named Vito. Vito won top honors on Thursday after beating out a crowd of 1,900 dogs, and it's the first pug to win best of show in over 20 years.
Okay. I like dogs. I like all dogs. I don't like them all equally.
Oh,
a pug should never,
coming.
Ever win best in show. It can be best of breed because it's the least ugly of the pugs. But I mean, pugs are a fundamentally ugly dog, and they're not fun to pet. It's like petting an old man's head. It's just that short, scalpy, like fat rolls. You know, it's like, yeah. There's nothing satisfying about that. And if you have a pug and you love it, it's fine. You can love your pug. But can we all agree that long, soft hair on dogs is actually pleasant to pet? And pugs are, yeah, what did I just touch? And when they look at you, you can love a pug, but it should not be the best dog in the country.
And they snore really good.
Yeah, they're loud, yeah. Right? I mean, look, I had a Shih Tzu, you know? Ugly dogs. They at least the Shih Tzu has the sense to hide its ugliness underneath some nice soft fur. The pug is like the two-day-old beard, you know? Like you shaved 2 days ago. Pet me. No, thanks. But I do need to sand some of my wood products. Here, let me get you. Zumpa, zumpa. Nice and soft.
News, I'm Gianna Gelosi. Today is Black Friday, and spending could be one for the record books. Fox's Alexis McAdams.
The NRF says this holiday weekend is expected to break shopping records. For some, it's tradition, and others say they just want to get an early start.
An early start might be helpful.
And, you know, it's a short season, too. From now until Christmas, 26 days. That's all you got because of the late Thanksgiving.
That's Fox Business's Jeff Flock at the Cherry Hill Mall in New Jersey. But if you're buying from Amazon, keep this in mind.
There could be some shipping troubles on the horizon as Amazon workers in major cities worldwide plan a strike over the next few days to, quote, make Amazon pay. So UNI Global Union and Progressive International say they want to hold the company accountable for labor abuses.
Fox's Chanley Painter. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 7:31 at News Radio 92.3. We've got 46 degrees right now. It is cloudy in Pensacola today. Pensacola residents have another chance to take part in curbside recycling next year. The city says they've got a new program that'll be launching in the spring.
And our goal is to really do two things. Number one, make it available for people who really want to recycle and lower the contamination so it actually helps the environment. And number two is to add some technological advances and enhancements to the program that make it more effective.
That is Pensacola Mayor D.C. Reeves. He says the city will be adding some AI-powered cameras to their recycling collection trucks that'll automatically identify contaminated bins and send a note to the customer about the issue. That program, the recycling program, will be available for city residents. Reeves says it'll be more environmentally and customer-friendly than it was before. Well, with Christmas approaching, it might be a good time to check and see if the state of Florida owes you money. Last month, more than $39 million in unclaimed property was returned to Floridians. State officials estimate that one in five Floridians may have unclaimed funds from some type of forgotten financial account that totals nearly $2.7 billion in unclaimed money. If you'd like to find out if the state's holding any of your money, just go online to fltreasurehunt.gov. Type in your name. FEMA officials say Hurricane Helene could lead to up to $7 billion in flood insurance claims. The National Flood Insurance Program has already disbursed over $1.4 billion to policyholders affected by flood losses. More than $520 million of that money was in the form of advance payments. 56,000 policyholders have now filed claims in the months since Helene hit. A man is dead after a standoff with deputies in Volusia County. The sheriff's office there says a sniper killed Joseph DeFusco in Ormond by the Sea yesterday. Deputies say he fired about 200 rounds at his neighbor's condo complex. Sheriff Mike Chitwood says DeFusco was armed to the teeth. That standoff went on for several hours before deputies gained access to his condo and shot him. Nobody else was hurt in the gunfire. There were several damaged homes in the area, though. Hope is fading for two boaters that went missing on their way to St. Johns County, Florida. The Coast Guard suspended the search for the two men from Connecticut this week. 54-year-old David Wickenden and 60-year-old Charles Andrade were sailing to St. Augustine when their boat capsized off the Georgia coast. The boat was found. So far, there's been no sign of the two men. A 24-year-old man is dead after a motorcycle crash on Creighton Road yesterday. That happened about 1 o'clock on Thursday morning. FHP says the rider was headed north on Creighton when a sedan turned in front of him. The rider crashed into the side of the car. He died at the scene. The driver of the car, a 23-year-old Pensacola man, suffered minor injuries. FHP says their traffic homicide division is investigating. It's 7:35 at News Radio 92.3. John's got our traffic on the fives.
Brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Call them today for all your commercial and premium landscaping needs. Still no accidents to let you know about. Good news on that. Starting to see just a minor delay right now if you're at I-10 eastbound between Pine Forest and Highway 29 exit through that construction zone. Just minor. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you very much, John. Now our Channel 3 weather.
We are going to be seeing a chilly day today with temperatures warming up near 59 degrees. Rain chance through those early morning hours, then drying up as you go through the rest of your day. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 39 degrees. For Saturday, plenty of sunshine, high near 59. Saturday night, temperatures dropping near 41 degrees. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
Thank you very much, Brooke. And right now, 46 degrees in Pensacola, 47 in Gulf Breeze, 46 in Milton. Our next news at 8. We've got breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne, News Radio 92.3.
I'm Frank Miller with Your Money Now. Well, it's Black Friday, and trading activity is expected to be a little bit light on Wall Street thanks to an abbreviated session and a lack of major economic data. The stock market is expected to close at 1 p.m. Eastern time, while the bond market is expected to close at 2. At last check, stock futures on Wall Street were ticking a bit higher. Now, the holiday shopping season unofficially starts today. Consumers are expected to spend record amounts this year on gifts. A recent Gallup survey said Americans plan to spend over $1,000. That's up just over $25 from last year. Well, it's a worldwide first as the Australian Parliament has passed a bill making it illegal for children under 16 to use social media. It's one of the world's strictest laws and was passed by the Australian Parliament by 34-19 late on Thursday. The new law requires tech companies like Snapchat, Facebook, TikTok, Instagram, Reddit, and X to take what they call reasonable steps to cut access to social media services to users below the age of 16. The ban isn't expected to go into effect for at least a year. And that is Your Money Now.
Hi, I'm Chad Piku with Affiliated Insurance. Are you missing out? 9 million people are now eligible for low-cost health insurance. For some, much lower. 4 out of 5 people pay $10 or less a month. Didn't qualify for assistance in the past year? You may now. Some people even qualify for plans as low as $0 a month. Why not you? Call 850-477-5840 to schedule an appointment with your Florida Blue agent today.
Policies have limitations. Health insurance from Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Florida, Inc., DBA, Florida Blue.
Harris Faulkner is coming to Pensacola. Join Marcus Point Baptist Church for the Spirit of Christmas, featuring Fox News host and author Harris Faulkner. There will be incredible music and life-changing moments at every campus. We will have fun kids programs and prizes, as well as a free meal for everyone. Join on December 8th at 10 a.m. at any of our locations in Pensacola, Beulah, Molino, or North Pace. The Spirit of Christmas, December 8th at Marcus Point Baptist Church, featuring Harris Faulkner.
Pensacola right now.
This just breaking from Washington. It looks like Trump is going to nominate Pam Bondi for the Attorney General's position that Matt Gaetz just withdrew from.
Pensacola right now, 4 till 7.
If your reaction is any indication, I'm going to assume that she will be more popular among some Republican politicians than Matt Gaetz was.
Pensacola right now, 4 till 7, before Dave Ramsey, News Radio Pensacola.
Informative, local, dependable.
Like sands through the black water, so are the days of our Milton. And now, another episode of City Council Melodrama Theater.
Just a question about what purpose is served by having a work session meeting prior to the swearing in, because it's sort of a lame duck kind of session. Anyway, just a thought.
I have a question. Are you referring to the work session before the meeting that's occurring in December?
Before the December 10th, not this one.
No, right? I know. That's why I was making sure I understood
before
correctly.
The December 10th swearing in, it just seems rather pointless to have a work session with basically, and I don't mean it offensively when I say
no,
Doug.
No, I agree.
But
I understand completely.
I mean, what's accomplished? To me, it just seems like y'all should
just
vote
have the meeting.
To not have that.
Lame duck, pointless. This is the voice of Pam Mitchell, who is the founder of the Pitchfork Posse, or the Save Our Blackwater, Milton Concerned Citizens, whatever, all these different entities that got their way and got four city council members unelected through a lot of reasons, but also certainly a lot of good political work, whether you agree with her outcome or not. You know, certainly very effective. This is going to be a weird one for me to say it, but I'll say it. She's totally right. The issue here is in Milton, they have like an agenda review session. They call them work sessions. Why we cannot standardize the names of these meetings, why we cannot standardize the process of having them. Everybody's got to do it their own way. Everybody's got to do their swearing in their own way. And so for people who are trying to penetrate the bureaucracy of understanding their local government, this is a hindrance. How long do you get to speak in public forum? Is it before the meeting? Is it after the meeting? Is it at the agenda item? Is it ahead of time? Anyway, back to the point. This is special frustration for me because I watch all of them. So I see them all doing it so differently and so irritatingly different. Anyway, but she's right. The agenda review session, they called a work session. This was, what, last Thursday? They is where they go over the agenda for the upcoming city council meeting. And then they also do a right before the city council meeting, they have another work session, which is fine. It's a little silly to have the one right before the regular meeting where they talk about the things they're going to talk about in just a little bit. But okay, whatever. I mean, Escambia's isn't much better, but it's fine. And they only do it half the time, which is also a weird rule. Like, if you should have an agenda review, then you should have an agenda review. And if you shouldn't have an agenda review, then you shouldn't have an agenda review. Why do you do it half the time? I don't know. Split the difference? It's weird. When they have night meetings, they have one. And when they have morning meetings, they don't. That's a weird policy. Anyway, back to Milton. What she's saying is because you have the current city council is in this work session, and then there's going to be a work session before the next one, although it turns out there isn't. It's not on the schedule, apparently. She's just saying, it doesn't make sense. Why would you have the current city council members create an agenda that the future, as in elected but not in office, city council members are going to have to discuss and vote on? That doesn't make any sense. And she's exactly right. And I don't get to say that I totally agree with Pam Mitchell very often, so I'm going to say it. I totally agree. She's absolutely right. What they should have is the installation meeting on its own, which is what all the other bodies do. They have an installation meeting on its own. And then everything thereafter is with the new council. Like, the old council shouldn't build an agenda for the new council. That doesn't make any sense. So I very much agree with her on that. I did have to agree with her about something else, too, in this same meeting, because she was complaining about the sound system. Remember I played those echoey clips for you from before? I won't subject you to it again. But it was really quite bad.
My concern is, I think it's been a little over a year ago that we paid upwards of $100,000 for a new sound system. And there's been multiple failures, just multiple complaints again and again.
And by the way, I will amplify that the mayor's mic hasn't been working. You sometimes tune in and I watch all these meetings online. I don't go to the Milton City Council meeting. I don't have time for all that. But I'll watch them and then record them or whatever. But yeah, it's been a kind of a small catastrophe that you just can't hear it. Of course, you know, Mike Cusack can't figure out how to speak into the mic. I think his mic works. He just can't figure out how to talk into it. He's always talking kind of like this, and it's always sort of garbled off to the... I mean, dude, speak into the mic!
People not being able to understand and it being garbled. And I know Jerry and I usually are here, but a few times we've been at home, and I think it was last month, there was a meeting that it sounded like something from outer space going on in here. It was crazy sounding.
And she's right. It was. There was one meeting where I just gave up. Couldn't even figure out how to listen to it. And it certainly wouldn't have been usable on the air at all.
And I think that we need to make a concentrated effort with the new council coming on December 10th. That's, or at least the first of the year. If we paid good money for this new sound system, there needs to be some kind of warranty that the manufacturer, that they can come in, and if our IT department can't fix it, then by golly, we need to to get the people that sold us the equipment in here, because it's an embarrassment when people that want to listen to our meetings can't even understand what the council's saying to one another.
Precious few people even want to pay attention to them, although I think more these days since we've highlighted the dysfunction. But still, she's right about that. Now, John, you're a audio engineer.
Right.
You set up sound station. You set up radio stations. You know how to do it. Let's first note that, you know, sometimes audio engineering is really hard. It can be.
It can be.
But it doesn't have to be like this.
Not at all. I'm just like, who messed with what buttons?
Yeah. And, you know, look, I want to give credit to the people who work at the, you know, at the city. I don't know what the particular problem is with their system. I do know that at the county, they've had some similar systems with running their meetings down at Tiger Point. And yet, at the same time, I see other places where it's like, there, it's on YouTube, it's on Facebook, instant feed. You know, what's the big deal? Which is kind of how it should be, you know?
Right.
So anyway, I sympathize with her concerns, and I tend to agree with them in general. It might not be the most Milton drama, but
I don't think the IT department should be handling this either.
Oh, who should it be?
Me. I'll volunteer to go do it. I mean,
John's
goodness
available.
Gracious. Yeah. Hey, why not?
Okay, now, before you jump to that,
right?
Are you willing to sit through the Milton City Council meetings?
I can.
You live there. You might as well.
Yeah,
right?
Might as well. Might as well know what's going on.
You could be my source of audio.
Yeah, there you go.
There you go. So 7:45 on Black Friday, News Radio 92.3. John Pickens has got traffic on the fives. John?
Brought to you by the Watson Law Firm. If you've been injured in a car accident, visit watsonfirm.com. No accidents still to let you know on the big board. We're seeing just minor delays right now if you're at the intersection of Highway 29 and 9 Mile Road. But other than that, traffic looks good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
You know, just a small follow-up on that. I actually texted Pam, and or messaged her, I guess, and I messaged her, and I said, hey, by the way, I totally agree with you. And she's like, you and I probably agree about more things than you think. I'm like, I'm sure that's true.
Probably, yeah.
And that's one of the weird things about politics is, you know, you probably agree about a lot with any of your enemies. You know, with anybody, mm-hmm. you really disagree with a lot. You probably, I'm not calling her an enemy, I'm just saying, you know, I'm thinking politically, like these people who fight with each other all the time, they probably agree a lot. Yeah, but the disagreements are important. I mean, if you couldn't agree about a lot, you wouldn't even bother all being Americans or, you know, like there's, and again, most of the business of government is very boring and simple, and it's a lot of, you know, 5-0 votes on a lot of things that have to be done but don't matter very much, and so they don't make the news because, you know, they're not all that interesting. Although I try to bring you a lot of the 5-0 or 7-0 or 8-0 votes if they're important things. Because a lot of the stuff is, it's not dramatic and controversial, but it is important. And if it's important, you want to know that stuff too. Otherwise, you're just fixating on the protesters instead of the meeting. You know, that's the analogy. A lot of times we give attention to like the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. You know, these nitwits that get up there and interfere with the Ronald McDonald balloon. They're not entitled to attention. You know, they're 3-year-olds pitching a fit in the grocery store. Okay? It's not their event. They don't get the attention from me. So sometimes news does have a habit of featuring the weird, bizarre, inappropriate stuff instead of talking about, you know, what's actually happening in, say, government. I try not to do that, but,
you know,
oh,
Andrew,
Milton, you tempt me. Thou dost tempt me, Milton.
You know, Andrew, I'm still stuck on this $100,000 sound system. I've set up radio stations before. I've set up sound systems before. A couple grand, I'll do it. $100,000?
For a sound system?
Yes.
Mm.
I mean, I'm still stuck on that one.
It ought to work better than that.
Oh, it ought to come with the person, too.
Yeah, it ought to come with the person. That's right. All right, 7:48 on News Radio 92.3. If you have a home improvement project you got to work on, you got to install your sound system. You need equipment. You need tools. You need, I don't know, drywall, whatever it is. Pensacola Hardware, they've got your stuff. And, yes, they've got your stuff, okay? And if you go there, one of the things you'll discover is they have so much and different stuff than you're likely to see anywhere else. I mean, they've just, it's a very interesting store. Like, you could almost go there as a date. I mean, you could actually go there as a date just to look around and browse. It'd be fun. But what you see when you go there is just all kinds of things you don't normally see. But you also have experts, people who really know the products they're selling. They really know how to solve a problem. They really know, like, you know, you could watch it on YouTube or you could just go to Pensacola Hardware and ask them and they'll be able to walk you through. Here's what this advantage is. Here's what you want to, don't use that. You don't need, don't do that. That's what you get, that kind of institutional knowledge of people who love and understand hardware and home improvements. They've been around since 1851, 173 years before the Civil War, before there was Levi's. You've had Pensacola Hardware building, rebuilding, and remodeling Pensacola right downtown at 20 East Gregory Street.
New South window lives southern weather, and our products are designed to keep the intense heat out and the cool air in. We prioritize keeping your family and your home comfortable all year round. That's why our energy-efficient windows and doors are made, installed, and guaranteed for life.
For a limited time only, save 35% off on New South windows and doors. Visit newsouthwindow.com/radio to learn more.
Why is Bray Jewelers the best place to buy an engagement ring? Come in and see our selection. I promise you, we have more diamond engagement rings than you'll see anywhere in the panhandle of Florida. But it's what you do for people that they don't expect that they remember. The little things that we do, we want to deliver special experiences for you at Bray. We love doing what we do, and we love making people happy. We want every person that walks into the store to feel like you're part of our family. I want everybody to have an amazing experience at Bray Jewelers.
Join Acupuncture and Wellness of Pensacola today at 9:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Dr. Rebecca Gibbons will be here to answer your questions about the many benefits of acupuncture. If you suffer from chronic back pain, neuropathy, or joint pain, or even stress and anxiety, this is a show you will not want to miss. That is today at 9:30 with Acupuncture and Wellness of Pensacola on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
When breaking news hits, we're there to cover it. Fox News, WEAR-TV, News Radio team on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
You're going the wrong way!
What?
They're going the wrong way!
We're going the wrong way.
Oh, he's drunk. How would he know where we're going?
Yeah, how would he know?
How would he know which way we're going? Yeah, he's drunk. 751 on News Radio 92.3. Oh, by the way, we were... John, I got John going with this Milton clip about the $100,000 sound system that you said you could probably put in for $2,000 if
yes.
it didn't work right.
Exactly. And make it simple. Everybody can use it. I've done it before.
And I will say this. One thing is you learn this if you've ever worked on a tech crew of any kind, whether it's mm-hmm. lights or sound or anything like that. Your job is that nobody knows you exist.
Exactly.
And you never get credit when you do it perfectly.
Correct.
Because the thing that happens when you do it perfectly is nobody ever thinks about you. It's when they notice the lights. It's when they notice the sound. That's when things have gone wrong.
Exactly.
And so you typically, you know, if you ever go to a, like, I don't know, you go to a stage performance and you get done, you can maybe just ask yourself, did I notice the sound? And if you didn't notice it, then find the sound and be like, good job.
Yeah, exactly. You know, I do that.
Because people will tell them they screwed up.
Yeah, right, but sure. I will do that. I will go up to them and say, hey, great performance, man.
Yeah.
You made it sound amazing.
And amazing is nobody thinks about it.
Exactly.
It's just perfect. 752 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Well, President Biden spent his final Thanksgiving as president on Nantucket in Massachusetts. The Biden family has their tradition of spending Thanksgiving on Nantucket, only missing a few years with that tradition since 1975. The president and First Lady Jill Biden followed their custom yesterday, and apparently they delivered some pumpkin pies to area police officers and first responders. Federal officials
can I pause you for just 1 second?
Yes, sir.
Speaking of pumpkin pie, what is the correct relation or correct ratio of Cool Whip to pumpkin pie?
You got to have one big scoop of the Cool Whip on top.
I want the whole thing on there.
I think you put one piece of pumpkin pie in the tub of Cool Whip.
Yes, there you go. That's what I'm thinking.
And you eat it with a salad tongs or something.
There's no wrong answer when it comes to this.
I'm actually thinking now, because pumpkin pie, unless it's warm, you can just pick it up like a chunk, like a brownie, and eat it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm thinking now that the best way would be you've got your pumpkin pie, dipping it like a cracker into the Cool Whip.
I could see that.
And eating it like that. Wrong.
No, I want the big tub this time.
Go on, David.
Federal officials confirming 25 more bird flu outbreaks in dairy cattle. All of those outbreaks happened in California, which now there's 460 infected herds. The national total of infected dairy cattle herds is 675 across 15 states. And Donald Trump out with a Thanksgiving message yesterday. He posted on Truth Social writing, quote, "Happy Thanksgiving to all, including the radical left lunatics who've worked so hard to destroy our country." The man's good on social media.
The
gotta
poor radical left lunatics, I mean, they never get good news. They always get made fun of. I mean, those poor people. You know, we're so mean to them. It's just not very Thanksgiving-y.
The poor disenfranchised radical left lunatics. Feel bad for them.
Poor disenfranchised. No, they get to vote. They get to vote.
Maybe twice.
Yeah, maybe more than once.
John, thank you. I didn't want to say it, but it needed said.
It needed to be said.
Sorry, it just popped out.
7:55. Oh, somebody asked me the other day, aren't you from Chicago? Don't you get to vote twice? No, not dead yet. John Pickens got
that's traffic. That's three times. That's right. No accidents to let you know about right now. It looks like I-10 and I-110, no delays. And seeing a minor delay on Avalon Boulevard as you approach I-10. But other than that, traffic looks good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks. I appreciate that. What was the story that I saw? This just came in yesterday. Did you see the shooting that took place? This is no people were injured. Thank God. Well, that's not quite true. The gunman was killed. But that hardly counts. I mean, if somebody's shooting up a condo, and then the sniper for the cops takes him out. And they multiple times tried to work with him, and they'd go and he would shoot at them. Okay, this guy, Connecticut man, was at an Airbnb in, where was this? At Volusia County, yeah. And he just starts shooting at a neighboring condo and neighboring homes over several hours yesterday. 200 rounds. He's just plinking at the neighbor, like the siding. I'm looking at a photo here, and above the door, there's like maybe 30 holes in the siding. There's another one where there's like a wall. There's just like some windows and a drainage on the, and there's several. You can see 50 or 60. You know, just like the stucco has been chipped off by the, you know, where he shot into it.
And ammo is expensive.
Yeah,
I don't know. Wow.
Well, I mean,
it's expensive.
Yeah. No, you're right. It is. the Kingston Shores Condominiums near Ormond-by-the-Sea, about 4 a.m., the deputies responded. So this is happening in the middle of the night, too. And I'm sure people who are living in that area are terrified and, you know, trying to figure this out. And they approach and he'd shoot and they approach and he'd shoot and they're trying to, and the cops are like, you could hear the bullets whizzing over our heads and we were 100 yards away. It's terrifying. And eventually a sniper had to kill him. So unfortunate, but golly, what a situation. 437-1620. This is kind of an odd story. I am not a big fan of the newer cars. I don't like cars that do stuff for me, and I want to be able to disable the features. I don't even like my car to lock the doors for me. My wife loves the automatic lock. I hate it. I don't want the car to turn on the headlights. How are you going to sneak out of the house? You know, how are you going to stalk somebody if you can't turn off your own headlights? I mean, it's so impractical. But, you know, all kinds of things like the lane keeping and the
adaptive
braking.
Cruise control.
Yep. And it'll brake for you.
Yes, I love
it. Or the what is the one? There's one that when you, if you pull up to the stoplight, it'll turn the car off for you.
Oh, that's auto start.
Oh,
stop.
Hell no.
Yeah. No, I disagree
hell,
with
come
that.
Come on. Stop it. There's even one that. I think it's if you pull up to a stop, I'm trying to remember because I was looking at some of the stuff recently, but if you pull up to a stop and you're stopped and you let go the pedal, it won't go. You've got to actively put your foot on the gas. It's designed to prevent you from creeping into the intersection, I guess. I think that's the one. No, stop making my car too safe for me to drive it, okay? I don't want any of your help. But the other side of this is all of the technology that you've got in cars, you know, your OnStar, your GPS, all that stuff. I am equally no on all of this stuff. And I'll tell you why. First of all, it just makes driving more complicated. I'm not a fan. I know for those of you who are into it, it's fine. It's whatever. But now, here's the thing. This is where this story goes, is there's the automakers at, who was this? GM, I think it was. Chevy. Chevy has been harvesting data from people's driving habits. And it's apparently just selling
willy-nilly
that to other people. Yep. One guy went and found a way to get a hold of his own from a data broker, LexisNexis, 300 pages of his driving history.
Mm-hmm.
what in the actual? I mean, it's one thing when you put in like the snapshot for Progressive and they make sure that you're an elderly driver, I mean, a safe driver for a short period of time. You don't have the hard brakes and the hard all that kind of stuff. But you just assume that none of that's going to get sold. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton is actually suing since August GM and OnStar, accusing them of violating the consumer laws about the right to not have this information.
Dependable.